Welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Are you struggling to strike a balance of how long to practice speech therapy at home with your child? So today I am going to clarify because I know that this is a question, especially if you're new to the hearing loss journey that you may have when you start speech therapy or you start practicing language skills with your child, is you want to know how long should you practice speech therapy goals or language skills at home with your child each day. And honestly, the amount of time that you actually need to practice may really surprise you. So today I'm going to clarify how long you should be practicing speech or language skills with your child at home on a daily basis. So let's dig in. Hey, Mama, welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you want more ease in your daily life? Do you want to help your child learn language faster but have no idea where to start? Do you find yourself searching for how to learn sign language and best ways to practice speech goals? Hey, I'm Elaine. I'm a mom of three littles, two of whom are deaf. I remember when I received the hearing loss diagnosis for our child, there were so many decisions and information overload. I lacked clarity and confidence and yearned for ease and balance in our lives. It was then that I discovered strategies to support our kids' language development at home, and I even helped them learn language faster. I can't wait to share it all with you. So put down that to-do list, close out that ASL app for now, and let's get started. Before we begin, I want to invite you to my free, did you hear that? Free 1 hour live workshop called Take Control of Your Time. I want to help you sift through the time in your day to make sure that you're spending your time in a way that aligns with your values and your mission of your family. I recently restructured completely how I approach my time and how I approach spending my time and getting my task and to-do list done in my own house. And it has been a game changer, not only for getting everything done, but also for my own sanity. And the ripple effect is that it has helped my family be more calm as well. And that's what I want for you. I want you to take a load off and be a little bit more calm in your daily life. And all of that starts with recognizing and becoming aware of how you are spending your time every day. You will walk away from this workshop with a clear understanding of what you can take out of your day and what you should put into your day to make sure everything flows like a peaceful river. Isn't that so nice? The best part is I'm going to make it super easy for you, and I'm going to hold your hand through the whole thing. The free 1 hour live workshop is on April 30th, and I am so pumped to meet you. Go sign up for the challenge right now at elainejacobs.myflowdesk.com/timechallenge. Go ahead and pause now, sign up, and then come back and listen to the rest of this episode. And the link for that is also in the show notes. All right. Now that you hopefully paused me and signed up for that incredible workshop, I'm so excited to bring you. Let's dig in a little bit to how long you should actually be practicing speech therapy goals with your kids. So I know what it's like to try to get your child to practice speech therapy goals or practice any sort of language skills each day. Sometimes kids are like very into it, want to do it, and other times you just can't seem to get them to focus or practice at all. Am I right? And I struggled with this. I've talked about this a little bit before, but in case you're new here, I have two children who were born deaf, and they both have cochlear implants, and one typical hearing child. So, my boys who are deaf, I definitely struggled with this in the beginning. When they were young, they were toddlers, preschoolers, we were going in between like speech therapy appointments. And, I remember wondering, well, how much time should I be practicing? And no one would give me a number, which is really frustrating. Like, I just wanted to know because I was trying to manage my time with two young kids who had multiple speech therapy appointments and other therapy appointments during the week. So I was trying to balance all of that as a new, kind of like inexperienced mom, because I had young kids at the time. And I remember asking our speech therapist, how long should I be practicing? And they would not give me a number. And I love our speech therapist, but I just could never get a solid number. And I was just like, I just need a number to start out with, right? Because I just was inexperienced with this whole thing. Hearing loss came as a complete surprise. And I just didn't know. And I just needed like a number to like set a timer or something and just start out as a base. And so that's what I want to give to you today. So if you are, in the early stages of hearing loss with your kids, which a lot of you probably are, if you're listening to this podcast, then you are also probably wondering if you've been going to any type of speech therapy or been practicing any type of language goals, how long do you actually need to practice? And you may have been asking this, and speech therapists, I love them. Speech therapists are great, but they are the professionals, and they're probably going to tell you a little bit longer time than like you really need to. They're going to say as much as necessary. They're going to give you a really bland answer a lot of times. So that's why I'm here today, because I get it. I'm tired of the bland answers, and I'm going to give you a real solid answer that you can start with today, and will give you at least a good base to start practicing those speech therapy skills and kind of know around about a time that you should shoot for. Okay. So today, I'm going to give you three tips that really helped me with my kids about how to know how long to practice language with your child. So on to the tips. Tip number one, and I put it number one because this is really like the most important, I think. Tip number one is you want to go for quality of work over quantity. Okay, so the goal for practicing language skills with your child is you want to get into really focused and deep practice. Okay, because that is where the learning happens. Sorry, I need a sip of my coffee. So the learning happens for your child when your child is engaged, which means they're paying attention, and you're doing deep, focused work. So I would rather have you practicing less skills at one time, but really focusing in deeply on thoroughly practicing like that one skill and getting your child really engaged versus quantity where you're practicing a bunch of skills, but your child really isn't paying attention or really isn't engaged and it's kind of going one ear out the other, right? And you've probably been in that situation too where you are trying to learn something, or maybe you were sitting in a classroom and a professor was talking and you were paying attention, but not really. How much did you really like learn and retain from that? Probably not much. Versus if you're like sitting in a classroom and you're really interested in what the professor is saying or what the teacher is saying, and you're like hanging on every word, you're going to remember and learn a lot more from that because you were really into it versus the one that you were kind of daydreaming, half-heartedly listening to. And that is the same thing with your kids. Okay, so that's why quality work is better than lots of quantity. Get that deep, focused practice in with your child. And so what I want you to do is just pick one speech therapy goal or one language skill and do deep work on that in one session. I want you to get to the quality of that practice instead of trying to hit all the goals in one session. Okay. And if you notice, this is actually what your speech therapist does. In a full 1 hour session, your speech therapist may hit several goals, but they're generally only practicing one goal at a time. And, they have like one activity set up to practice one speech goal at a time. And then they practice until your child starts to show that they're no longer interested. And then that's the cue for your speech therapist to move on to the next activity, which usually practices a new goal. Right. But at one time, they're just practicing one goal for your child. All right. So, number two, I want you to find your child's language practice sweet spot. So you want to practice long enough to get that practice time in and that intentional time, but you don't want to practice so long that your child's attention goes away and they're not engaged anymore. Because as we were talking about before, if they're not engaged and paying attention, they're really not learning. So in your next practice session, I want you to set a timer and I want you to just time your language like practice session with your child. And I want you to take note on the timer of at what point in the practice session your child starts to get like squirmy and they're obviously like not paying attention anymore. Okay. And they stop engaging and they're ready to move on to something else. You know when that time has happened. So look at the timer and however much time has passed, that is your child's language sweet spot. And that is the amount of time that you can hold their attention to be able to practice the speech therapy goal. It could be 5 minutes, okay? Depending on the age of your child, if you're listening, your child is like a toddler or a baby, the practice session may literally be 5 minutes, okay? Because they have a very short attention span. If it's a preschooler or a toddler, maybe older toddler, you could go with like 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. Okay. So don't be alarmed if it's like 10 minutes and they're off the rails. Okay, 10 minutes is actually like a really good practice time. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But set that timer during one session and just time your session. And when you notice that your child is bored and not engaged anymore, look at the timer. The amount of time has passed. That's the amount of time that they can pay attention long enough to learn and practice a speech goal. And my tip number three is as a general starting point, start at about 10 to 15 minutes. Okay. And, like I said, that really depends on how old your child is and how long their attention span is. And it is potentially a little bit different for each child. And of course, younger toddlers and babies like have much shorter attention spans naturally. Okay, that's a very normal developmental thing than an older toddler or a preschooler. And I have a quick story here to kind of illustrate this point. I think one of my speech therapists told me this story. I'm not really sure where this story came from. I think it's a true story from somewhere. I'm not sure where the story came from or like, if it's real or not. But this is like what someone told me. So I'm just going to tell you the story. So, a parent of a deaf child was being interviewed, and then also about like, therapy, speech therapy, practice time. And their child, who was now an adult, was now like a deaf adult with, I think, cochlear implants, was being interviewed. And they asked the deaf adult, who was a child back then, how long did they think their parent practiced language skills with them? And they said an hour. They're like, we practice an hour every day. And the researcher said, okay. And so they went and asked the parent, how long did you practice speech therapy goals every day with your child? And the parent said 5 minutes, 5 minutes a day. Okay. And the point here is that kids think that you're practicing much longer than you actually are. So their perception of time is a little different from ours. They don't have a good perception of time at that age. And also, it shows that kids can learn so much in a shorter period of time that us adults like take much longer to learn. And that is because kids are primed to learn language right now. Their brains are so ready to learn language and like quickly absorb it. Like I said, much faster than adults can. Okay. And you may think, oh, 10 minutes is not long to practice. If your child is engaged and focused, like we said, 10 minutes is actually plenty of time for a child to get really good language practice in per day. And you can also gamify this for your child. You can set up a timer, and when it dings for like 10 minutes, when it dings, you give them a reward for practicing, which we talked about last week about giving like visual rewards for speech therapy practice. And if your child wants to keep practicing, set the timer again for another 10 minutes. When the timer dings, give them another reward and keep going until either you're out of time to practice for the day or until your child gets bored with it. So sometimes if you gamify it a little bit with the timer and the reward, it'll get them to practice a little bit longer because it gives them a goal to shoot for. And, the question of how much to practice language with your child is a little nuanced. But suffice to say, you actually don't need to do hours a day of practice for your child to learn language and for it to be effective. If you bore your child and you with practicing hours a day and trying to force it, they're not going to learn anything. And since you're likely a very busy parent listening to this podcast, it's probably not even possible for you to do hours of speech therapy practice or language practice every day, which is probably why you've been freaking out about it. So hopefully this was helpful today to know that you don't have to practice nearly as long as you think you do. And even just getting 5 minutes a day is plenty of time for your child to really learn those language skills. And what if I told you that finding the time to practice language skills, if that's a problem, finding time to practice language skills with your child is actually a piece of cake and 100% totally doable, no matter how much time you think you have. If you want to find out more about how to find time in your day to practice language with your child, then you need to sign up right now for my workshop called Take Control of Your Time. In the free 1 hour workshop, we will talk together. It's me live and you and me live together. And we're going to workshop together and talk together about how to find more time in your daily schedule to do the things that you need to do, and also how to maximize the time that you do have for best results for you and your family. But if you're constantly saying, I don't have time to do blank, fill in the blank, then this workshop is definitely for you. Sign up for my 1 hour free workshop now at elainejacobs.myflowdesk.com/time challenge. And that link will be in the show notes for you as well. It is on April 30th. So get that sign up going. So I hope today this episode kind of calmed you down a little bit, and gave you some encouragement as far as how long you really need to practice speech therapy goals with your child. And as parents, we want the absolute best for our kids. And unfortunately, kids, and especially kids with hearing loss, do not come with a handbook. But I want you to know that simply by being here and listening to this, you're doing a great job as a mom because you are learning and trying to find better ways to help your child. I am so proud of your efforts right now, and I'm so glad that you're here. I'll see you for the next episode on Thursday, where we talk about three other tips to support your child's language development at home as a busy mom. And don't forget to sign up for that 1 hour free workshop called Take Control of Your Time. And the link is in the show notes. The workshop is on April 30th, and I cannot wait to see you there. All right, see you next Thursday. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to this podcast? I never want you to miss an episode and to be without valuable information to help you and your family. Also, please leave a quick written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Now go check off the rest of your to-dos so you can love on your family today. And I'll meet you here every Tuesday and Thursday for podcast episodes to support your whole family in language learning. Ciao, Mama.